بدأت ببسم الله في النظم أولا تبارك رحمانا رحيما وموئلا وثنيت صلى الله ربي على الرضا محمد المهدى إلى الناس مرسلا الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ما دامت الكواكب تسير أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب وقال في مقام آخر أجيب دعوة الداع إذا دعان وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من مسلم يدعو بدعوة ليس فيها إثم ولا قطيعة رحم إلا أعطاه الله بها ثلاثا إما أن يقبل له دعوته وإما أن يدخر له ثوابها وإما أن يكف عنه من السوء بمثلها صدق الله العظيم إن تجد عيبا فسد الخلل جل من لا عيب فيه وعلا If you find any flaw, mistake and fault in whatever I am doing, then please feel free to come, correct the mistake. Indeed, it is Allah alone who is free from all kinds of faults and mistakes. Honorable ulama-i kiram, respected elders and friends, there was a time in this ummah that whenever a calamity, tragedy or any problem arose, all they had to do was to perform wudu, pray two rakats and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend immediately. All they had to do was to raise their hands and their needs were fulfilled. In the khilafah of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he sent Hazrat Ala bin Hadrami radiallahu anhu on a mission against the Murtaddin. Who are Murtaddin? Murtaddin are those people who turned away from Islam. May Allah forbid, may Allah save us all. One group of those people crossed the river and burnt all the bridges and canoes, whereby leaving no chance for the Muslims to follow them. But when Hazrat Ala bin Hadrami radiallahu anhu reached the banks of the river and he saw no sign of any bridge or canoe, he did not worry. He did not hesitate. He performed wudu. He prayed two rakats and made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Alim, Ya Hali, Ya Halim, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ajirna. O Allah, the greatest being, the most powerful, the being who knows everything, help us in our mission. Help us cross this river. After making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered the army to start crossing the river. They had no means to cross the river, but he ordered his army to start crossing the river. Through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through the dua they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they managed to cross the river which took them one whole day. And how did they manage? Not even a single hoof of a horse was wet. Subhanallah. That was the power of dua. The help and assistance they took from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On another occasion, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu sent Hazrat Uqba ibn Nafi' rahimahullah and commanded him to conquer the northern part of Africa. Upon reaching Tunisia with his army of 10,000 fighters, they came across a dangerous jungle. Being the Amir, Hazrat Uqba ibn Nafi' rahimahullah did not worry. But he called about 18 people from the 10,000 fighters, and they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in congregation. After the dua, it was announced in the jungle, أَيَّتُهَا السِّبَاءُ وَالْحَشَرَاتِ نَحْنُ أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِرْحَلُوا عَنَّا فَإِنَّا نَازِلُونَ فَمَنْ وَجَدْنَاهُ بَعْدُ قَتَلْنَاهُ. O animals of the jungle, we are the companions of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Move away from this jungle, we want to reside here. Whichever animal we will find after today, we will kill it. Historians write that there were no animals left in the jungle after that day. That was the power of dua. The assistance they took from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people who truly fulfilled the demands of their iman. These are the people who truly recognize the aim and object of this life. On the other hand, our conditions are the complete opposite. We have not yet truly fulfilled the demands of our iman. We have not recognized our aim and object in this world. That is the main reason why this ummah has been lifting its hands for a long period of time, but there is no any acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our du'as are not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been trying since years and months to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there is no any sign for acceptance. Why? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I accept the dua of that person who calls me. When my servant will ask from me, he will call me, then I will answer his prayers. In the hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَدُعُوا بِدَعْوَةٍ لَيْسَ فِيهَا إِثْمٌ وَلَا قَطِيعَةُ رَحْمٍ إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا ثَلَاثًا إِمَّا أَن يَقْبَلَ لَهُ دَعْوَتَهُ وَإِمَّا أَن يَدَّخِرَ لَهُ ثَوَابَهَا وَإِمَّا أَن يَكُفَّ عَنْهُ مِنَ السُّوءِ بِمِثْلِهَا. Whenever a believer makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no any request for sin in that dua which is making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor is there any breaking of ties, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person one of three things. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person what he is asking for, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save that dua as a treasure for the akhirah, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove a calamity from that person. Despite all these things, the question still remains, why are our du'as not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us that I'm going to accept your du'a. Ask from me, I'm near. I'm going to accept your du'a. The hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly state that ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will fulfill your needs. But why are our du'as not yet getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This was the same question posed to Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahimahullah whilst he was passing through the marketplace in Basra. The people of Basra were worried and they asked, Ya Aba Ishaq, ma lana nad'u fala yustajabu lana. O Abu Ishaq, what is happening to us? What's wrong with us? We have been asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there is no any sign of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahimahullah beautifully replies, لِأَنَّ قُلُوبَكُمْ مَاتَتْ فِي عَشَرَةِ أَشْيَاءِ. Your du'as are not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because your hearts have become dead due to 10 things. 10 reasons why our du'as are not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first reason he mentions with regards to why our du'as are not getting accepted, أَنَّكُمْ عَرَفْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَلَمْ تُؤَدُّوا حَقَّهُ. You have known who your creator is, You have recognized who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, but you have not fulfilled the duties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the first reason why our du'as are not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to pray our 5 times daily salah. But during Fajr, our sleep is more important. And during Dhuhr salah, our business dealings are more important. Then how will our du'as get accepted when we are not punctual with our salah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us that listen to the Qur'an, recite the Qur'an, but na'udhu billah, we get contentment through music. Let us recognize who has created us. Let us recognize that being who has brought us in this world. Let us fulfill the commands and demands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the first reason why our du'as are not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second reason he mentions, he says, زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُحِبُّونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّتَهُ. You have proclaimed your love for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you have not practiced upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everybody here loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what have we done to please Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Have we practiced upon the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No. Respected listeners, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave so much sacrifice for this ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's main worry and concern was that how can this ummah be saved from the fire of Jahannam, and how can this ummah enter into paradise? But unfortunately today we have adopted the ways of the West. Kehte hai kuch log mere rag mein nabi nabi, lekin padte hai namaz hafte mein kabhi kabhi. Nabi ka naam sunte hi jhoom jate hai, nabi ka hukam sunte hi ghoom jate hai. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Everybody loves Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people come and say that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present in my veins. Cut me here and you'll see the name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But on the other hand, they pray their salah once in a while, whenever they are free or whenever they feel like praying. Nabi ka naam sunte hi jhoom jate hai. Whenever they listen to the name of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they get so joyous, they jump on the name of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi ka hukam sunte hi ghoom jate hai. But when they hear the command of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they turn their backs and they turn around. That is our condition today. Why are we not practicing upon the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So that is the second reason with regards to why our du'as are not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third reason he mentions, he says, قَرَأْتُمُ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا بِهِ. You have recited the Qur'an, but you have not practiced upon the Qur'an. In the Qur'an there are so many messages for us. Directly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to us. But we do not practice upon those messages. Yet on the other hand, if a celebrity has to come and say a few words, we will race to do so. Let us ponder on what we are reciting in the Qur'an al-Kareem. Let us try to get the message from the Qur'an. So that is the third reason with regards to why our du'as are not getting accepted. The fourth reason he mentions, he says, أَكَلْتُمْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ تُؤَدُّوا شُكْرَهَا. You have enjoyed the bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you have never ever thought of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those bounties and blessings which He has bestowed upon you. That is also one of the reasons why our du'as are not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected listeners, remember, the principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clear in the Qur'an. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you are grateful for the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase for you in your bounties. And if you are ungrateful for the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you, then verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily my punishment is severe. So let us take out time and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I woke up today, my iman was perfect, my iman is intact, alhamdulillah. I got my lunch, alhamdulillah. I had my breakfast, alhamdulillah. I am free, I can go wherever I want, alhamdulillah. Let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the fourth reason with regards to why our du'as are not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fifth reason he mentions, he says, قُلْتُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ عَدُوُّكُمْ وَوَافَقَتُمُوهُ. You have proclaimed and you have known that verily Shaitan is your open challenging enemy. Yet you have stood with Shaitan. We have done such actions that we are counted from the group of Shaitan. Na'udhu billah. We know the ayat of Quran are there. The ahadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are there, telling us that Shaitan is your enemy. Stay away from him. But yet we have stood with Shaitan. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًّا مُبِينًا. Verily Shaitan is the open challenging enemy to the human being. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Shaitan is your enemy. So keep him as your enemy. Don't stand with him. Unfortunately, our actions nowadays show that we are with Shaitan. We don't care about akhirah. What is akhirah? What is going to happen when I pass away? People will be lifting me and I will be screaming, don't take me, don't take me. I want to stay here. Who's going to listen to you? So that is the fifth reason with regards to why our du'as are not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sixth reason he mentions, he says, قُلْتُمْ إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حَقٌ فَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا لَهَا. That you have pronounced your desire for Jannah. Everybody here wants to go to Jannah, inshallah. But what actions have we done which will lead us to Jannah? What actions have we done which will make us enter paradise freely, without questioning? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such a Jannah, regarding which Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, it's there in Tirmidhi Sharif, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such a Jannah which no eyes have ever seen, no ears have ever heard of, nor has it ever transpired in the heart of a human being. So let us do such actions which will lead us to Jannah and which will save us from Jahannam. So that is the sixth reason with regards to why our du'as are not getting accepted. The seventh reason he mentions, he says, قُلْتُمْ إِنَّ النَّارَ حَقٌ فَلَمْ تَهْرَبُوا مِنْهَا. You have pronounced your fear of Jahannam. Everybody fears Jahannam. May Allah save us all. But have we done such actions which will save us from the fire of Jahannam? Let us heed from the wake-up call of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding Jahannam, saying, "Ma ra'aytu mithla an-nari nama haribuha, wa la mithla al-jannati nama talibuha." I have never ever seen anything as dreadful as the fire of Jahannam, whose evader is asleep, and nothing as desirable as paradise, whose seeker is asleep. Let us bring such actions in our life which will lead us to Jannah and save us from Jahannam. The seventh reason he mentions with regards to why our du'as are not getting accepted. The eighth reason, sorry. He says, قُلْتُمْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ حَقٌ فَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا لَهَا. You have known that verily there is no escape from death, but you have not prepared yourself for death. Death is such a reality which no one can deny. الموت باب كل إنسان داخله. Death is like a door which every human being has to enter. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul shall taste death. But unfortunately nowadays we are doing such actions and we are living such a life where if you look at that person, you feel that this person has to stay here forever. Let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us get prepared for our death. Death has got no sequence. Coming in this world, you have sequence. Great grandfather, grandfather, father, son, great grandson and daughters and whatever. But going, there is no sequence. Sometimes the grandfather is burying the grandson. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that the most intelligent person is that person who prepares for his death before it even comes. So that is the eighth reason with regards to why our du'as are not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ninth reason he mentions, he says, إِنْتَبَهْتُم مِّنَ النَّوْمِ وَاشْتَغَلْتُم بِعُيُوبِ النَّاسِ وَتَرَكْتُم عُيُوبَكُمْ. The greatest sickness in today's time. He says that you have indulged in seeking faults of others and you have left looking into your own faults. So this is also one reason why our du'as are not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Bayazid Bustani rahimahullah mentions that whenever a person becomes aware of his own sins and faults, that is when that person will attain excellence in this world and in the hereafter. The tenth reason with regards to why our du'as are not getting accepted, he mentions, قُلْتُمْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ حَقٌّ دَفَنْتُمْ مَوْتَاكُمْ وَلَمْ تَعْتَبِرُوا بِهِمْ. That you have buried your dead, but you have taken no admonition. We see so many people passing away. Oh, my friend passed away. Just last night we had a chat. Just last night I spoke to him on the call. We ate lunch yesterday. We were together in school. We were together in madrasa, and you see that person is gone. Why don't we take admonition that it might be me next? We all have to go 6 feet under. There was a time when Maulana Suleiman Choksi came to Zambia. And he mentioned an incident that he went to a funeral house and the janaza was lying in front and two people were talking with each other about business. One person is asking the other in Gujarati, asking him, "Kyo kitla banayo? How much have you made today? How much you made today?" Maulana Suleiman Choksi said, "I just looked at those two and I told them, ane pucho kitla banayo? Ask this person how much he made. How many actions did he take with him? And yet you, in front of the janaza, you are talking about business. Tomorrow you go, your business is behind. Someone else is living your life. Someone else is in your house. Someone else is looking after your business and gone." So that is the reality of death. Let us take admonition from the people we see in front of us passing away. Respected listeners, these are the 10 main reasons why our du'as are not getting accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our conditions are such, then how will our du'as get accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Especially today, when the Muslim ummah has been cornered from every angle, when the Muslim ummah has been stricken with different kinds of calamities and misfortunes, we need to engage ourselves in du'a. We need to change our lives. Has not the time come for this ummah to change their lives? Has not the time come for this ummah that their du'as get accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All we need to do is to change our lives according to the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are just one sincere tawbah away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One sincere tawbah, and we are the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one narration saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ. لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تَتْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads His hands during the night for that servant who has been committing sins during the day to repent, to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads His hands during the day that that servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has been committing sins throughout the night can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are one sincere tawbah away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us ask for our forgiveness. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters suffering in Palestine. Monday is the 7th of October, which will mark the one whole year of genocide. What contribution have we made for Palestine? If you can't give sadaqah, if you can't give zakah, why can't you pray for them? Why can't we make dua for them in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every dua matters. Every dua counts. Every contribution will matter in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us pray for them. Let us pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory. Let us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us pray from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I leave you with a quote that sometimes our du'as might get accepted 10 years later, but 10 times better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me the ability to practice upon whatever has been said and the listeners at large. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum.